Once again, North Bay residents are stepping up to help the people of Ukraine, forced to flee their homes as Russia continues its daily assault on their homeland. Many civilians who stayed behind to fight to protect their country are doing so without proper protective gear. Two North Bay women are fundraising to help purchase non-lethal defensive protective gear for the freedom fighters of Ukraine. See, local effort underway to provide protective vests for Ukrainian citizens and local Ukrainian business leaders sending armored vests home to help protect forces. It has been a whirlwind couple of weeks for friends Lori Burns and Cindy D'Agostino, who say all funds raised will go directly to the vest project, which launched Saturday at Orchard's Fresh Food Market on Trout Lake Road in the city. The Vest Project is a platform to allow people who have not known what to do during this crisis, to give them a place to support the Ukrainian people, explained D'Agostino. This project, in particular, is raising funds to buy protective gear, particularly vests that will be able to protect civilians who have been thrown into military duty in nothing but their street clothes, and we're trying to get them outfitted so they stand a chance out there. It was an emotional day Saturday as the pair accepted financial donations from store customers and heard their personal reasons for supporting the fundraiser. It has been overwhelming with the amount of support people have shown us. They have come in and written checks or given cash donations, shared D'Agostino. It is just so touching, added Burns, who went on to say, a gentleman just left and he said thank you to us for doing this. He said it needs to be done. So it just reinforces that we are fortunate to be able to do this to help. Many of the donors have ties to Ukraine through family and friends, past and present. Phyllis Erickson, who is of Ukrainian and Polish descent, explained why she donated. For me, it was important to support the energy and the goal of these two women choosing to support a project that makes sense. The why and the wherefore of what Putin is doing is not our issue. Our issue is in community and supporting the people who are suffering. They didn't ask for this. Tracy Clemis was one of the countless other people who willingly gave throughout the day. I just think it is a really good cause because of the people coming off the streets and going to fight for Ukraine. It is not fair. It is very disheartening to see what is going on. After making her donation, Christine Hunter added why she wanted to donate to the project. Ukraine is a diplomatic country. They're under democracy. They did not ask for this, so the only way they can defend themselves is through military action, and I think it is important that we support them in their defense against Russia. To do this, said Hunter. It is important that we as human beings look out for others. The protective gear is not inexpensive. The vest alone in Canadian dollars is estimated to be $17.00. And that is because the plates themselves are very expensive, Burns said. They have plates in the back, the front, and the sides. They are called tactical level 4 vests. Burns added, the important thing is for people to know is that these are military-grade items. It is very specific equipment so people can be protected from the types of weapons they will be subjected to. Vests are not the only pieces of protective gear needed for Ukrainian frontline defenders. Other items listed are ballistic helmets, $725, ballistic impact goggles, $175, tactical CBRN gas masks with filter, $395, tactical combat medical kit, $750.00, night vision infrared binoculars, $11.50, and waterproof tactical boots, $290. It is important for people to know this money is not being spent in Canada or North America. Items are not being shipped over because that would take too long and the money is going to be spent on shipping, Burns pointed out. The important thing is that 100% of the funds we raise are going straight into the gear. We have 4 partners, including the National Bank of Ukraine, with whom we are working, and these partners have already been purchasing. They already have their supply line. They are dedicated as much as we are. Burns says the goal is to get the equipment to the fighters as quickly as possible. These partners have been in place for buying equipment for some 8 years or longer, especially because of the Crimean War. So these partners of ours have their network in place. They have their manufacturers in place, some of them are in Poland, explained Burns. Our money, when we receive funds, is going to be wired directly to one of these 4 partners who then purchase the equipment and have somebody driving it across the front lines to get it to the people who need it. The information poster explains that all funds go directly to in support of the armed forces of Ukraine through our trusted partners, Army SOS, Sergei Pretula Charity Foundation, Unite with Ukraine and the Ukrainian World Congress, and the National Bank of Ukraine. When the money goes over to our partners, the items can be purchased and get it onto somebody's body as soon as possible, said Burns. It is our moral duty to outfit as many freedom fighters as possible, D'Agostino said. This is for fellow humans who are going through a horrific situation, to protect them, said Burns. Watching the news and feeling helpless and just continually seeing the devastation and massacre of civilians, I feel that could be anywhere. We are in North America, but we are not removed as far as being compassionate to help our fellow humans try to defend themselves from the massacre. The women are working to set up e-transfer for people wishing to donate online. It is expected to be in place early next week. We will post it on our website as soon as it is available. People can also reach us at 705-477-2011. They can also be reached at www.thevestproject.com, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. #TheVestProject at TheVestProject. Every dollar counts. If people could support us by sharing and liking our pages and sharing our posts, we would be very grateful. D'Agostino says fundraising will be ongoing until there is peace in Ukraine. The entire free world has to help out because it is the entire free world that is at stake here.